everybody update. You know, I know everybody's concerned. I am doing well. I'm just very tired. But, you know, the staff in the school's great. Where I'm falling behind, Ms. Lipsky is definitely picking up on. So she's really swamped.
Hi.
Huilin, can you translate that?
Okay, 校长说呢, 他想谢谢所有 的家长的问好, 他其实呢, 一切都非常的好的, 然后呢, 他虽然是有一点点累, 他是有一点点累, 可是呢, 他一切都安好的, 而且呢, Ms. Lipsky呢, 他最近很忙, 因为呢, 他最近呢, 就会帮着校长 去做一些事情, 而且呢, 我们学校里面的工作人员呢, 也非常的支持校长, 在某一很多地方, 我们都会帮助他的。
Yeah, so I am in the building. I am working. I just can't be around too many people because of my immune system. I'm more than halfway done with my chemotherapy. So I'm in a pretty good place. I just get very, very tired.
Okay, 校长说呢, 他还是会在那个学校里面, 然后呢, 他只是不可以跟很多的人有, 在接触啊, 不可以跟很多人接触, 所以他没有去跟, 去接触小朋友, 然后呢, 他呢, 就是, 他现在呢, 他的那个, 就是化疗呢, 已经做到一半了, 然后呢, 目前的情况还很好, 还, 但是呢, 他就是非常累咯。
Okay, so, the first thing I want to talk about, there's quite a few of you on, so I think I'm going to get started. We are closed. Oh, thank you, everybody. We are closed for 24 hours. So tomorrow, nobody can be in the building except for school safety, the cleaners, and myself.
Okay. 明天呢, 我们学校呢, 将会关闭 24个小时, 没有人呢, 可以在我们学校里面, 除了清洁的工作人员, 我们的警卫员 跟校长以外, 其他的人都不可以进去我们学校里面。
Please don't worry. We're closed because they're investigating a positive case, but that person was not near the teachers or the students.
Okay, 我们呢, 明天关闭 24小时呢, 是因为他们要, 展开调查, 我们学校里面呢, 有一个反阳性的新型冠状病毒, 的人, 然后呢, 你不需要担心, 那个人呢, 他没有跟任何的小朋友有任何的接触。
So, hey Marie, is that Marie? Okay, sorry, I'm saying hi to teacher. So, that person was in the building in the afternoon, I think in the latter part of the afternoon, and at no point was he near, once again, any of the children and any of the teachers. He was on the first floor. Oops, it's a man.
Okay, 那个人呢, 最后一次在我们学校里面呢, 是星期五的下午, 就是在一楼而已, 然后呢, 他没有接触过任何的学生, 也没有接触过任何的大人。
So, they, what happens is when you, when they have a case like this, they do the contact tracing and they are not done investigating yet. So they're still doing the interview process, you know, but, everybody from the first, from second floor up, we're, like we are all safe. It's just, they're going to do a deep cleaning, you know, just to be sure, like everything's going to be, not that it's not deep clean now, but the specific area where that person is will be shut down and I'll probably be shut down for a few days, but that person did not go above the first floor. So I want you, like, don't worry. At no point was he in contact with any of the children.
Okay, 校长说呢, 他想跟你们讲呢, 说就是学校关闭的期间呢, 他们会进行呢, 大规模的大扫除, 然后呢, 大扫除呢, 其实不是大扫, 他们现, 我们现在已经有在大扫除了, 可是他们现在大扫除的地方, 就是那一个人, 最后出现的那个地方, 然后那一个地方呢, 将会被关闭几天, 还有呢, 就是, 我们呢, 就是要通过那一个, 就是追踪, 纽约他们有一个追踪的那个就是团体呢，他们必须要去跟每一个人呢，他们都要去访问他们，问他们成绩在哪里。所以呢，这一些呢都需要时间。而且呢，校长说你们不需要担心，因为呢，那个人呢如果没有爬上去二楼以上的那些楼里面，所以你不需要担心他的行动范围呢，其实是在一楼。
Yeah, so I know Magda asked, is it a teacher or a parent? We're not allowed to say, that's all confidential, but it wasn't a teacher or a parent, it was a staff member. I can assure you of that. You know, I hope that helps. But besides that, it's, and now you know it's a male, because I said he, so hard to keep these secrets. But yeah, so don't worry, it wasn't a teacher, it wasn't a parent, it was a staff member.
Okay, and Amanda,
Okay, sorry.
Sorry, 有一个人问说呢，那这个有反阳性的新型冠状病毒的那个是谁？然后呢，校长说呢，基于安全保护令，我们是不可以告诉你他是谁。可是我们可以跟你讲的就是，他不是老师，也不是家长，只是其中的一位工作人员。
Yeah, so you like, please don't worry. Right now it's a one-day closure. It might be a two-day closure, and not because that is spreading across the building, but they keep it closed until they're sure they can finish interviewing everybody that's involved.
Okay, 然后呢，今天到目前为止呢，是24小时的关闭，有可能呢会变成48小时。然后呢，不是因为呢他们就是没有清理干净，其实是因为呢他们必须要去访问了每一个人，他们需要时间去访问每一个人。去就是说看看这个到底他们可以追踪什么东西，追踪到什么东西。
Okay, so please like check school connects, because at this point, it's the only way that we can contact, you know, all 500 of you. We have 4 families not on and we do phone calls, but everybody else, check the school website and check school connects. What I post, what Mrs. I'm lying. I don't post it. Ms. Lipsky does. What Ms. Lipsky posts comes directly from the DOE, what they call the situation room that does the contact tracing. So please keep checking School Connects. And you know, sometimes, you know, and I'm going to apologize on their behalf. They're really slow. So sometimes Ms. Lipsky does not get the information until like 9 at night, and that's when we post it. And then we don't get the translation till even later. So just check, okay? I don't want you to make the trip to school only to have the school safety or me turn you away. Like, that's my job tomorrow to say like, okay, no school today. Hui Lin?
所以校长说呢，现在呢，因为这个情况我们要关闭24小时，所以呢，我们唯一联系的方法呢，就是通过我们学校的 APP。所以校长说呢，他希望每一位家长呢，都经常去检查我们的 APP， 因为通过这个 APP 呢，你会知道我们最新的信息。我们的副校长呢，他呢会在我们的那个那个学校的 APP 里面呢会发送一些最新的资料。然后呢校长说呢他必须要跟你们抱歉，因为呢教育局的情况是，也就是他们的追踪的那个部门呢，他们行动非常非常的慢。所以呢有时候呢我们的副校长 Slipsky 呢，他会9点钟呢才会发放那些资料，因为那个时候呢我们才收到的。而且呢如果要有一些有翻译好的那些资料呢还要更迟，所以我们希望你可以耐心的等，但是一定要检查，因为呢从那里呢你会知道我们是关24小时呢还是48小时。
Okay, I'm sorry, I'm checking School Connects while I'm talking to you, huh?Anyhow, so I'm just going to go over some things for all the families here, except for pre-K, from K to fifth grade, your child should now be taking part of the CHESS program, Impact CHESS. I hope that is going well. We did have some like kinks with the links. Oh, that rhymes. We have some, Aman, you like that one, right? We have some kinks with the links, but it should work. At any point you're concerned about something that's happening because we can't get on all the Zooms, please let us know. Like you're sort of our monitor at this point to make sure things are going well. So everybody should have chess except for pre-K. I think they're capable, but really they told me I was pushing. Oh my God. Sorry. My dog just jumped off the table. There goes my laptop. Anyhow.
Can I translate that?
Oh, yes.
Okay, 在幼稚园到五年级的小朋友呢，我们呢有一个新的活动呢，是给他们参与的，就是他们呢都会学习下西洋棋的。然后呢，这个西洋棋呢已经开始了。然后呢，虽然是有一些问题呢，有关于那些连接，可是呢，时间一长久，他们会慢慢的把那些问题给解决了。然后呢，我们现在呢，如果你任何在任何的时间里面呢，有任何的问题啊，或者是疑问呢，我们希望你可以就是发一个信息给校长跟副校长。为什么呢？是因为他们呢不可能呢去参加每一个年级的西洋棋教室里面的。然后他呢就是现在就是说家长他们参加的那些活动呢比我们参加的还多。所以呢，如果你在里面发现任何的问题的话呢，你可以呢去就是通过我们学校的 APP 呢让校长跟副校长知道。然后我们知道以后呢，我们就会试着去解决这一些问题的。
We offer chess sets for families that wanted to come pick it up. If you do want chess at this point, just let the teacher know. I mean, the reason why I do want everybody to have the chess set is because it's one thing to do it digitally. It's another thing to really practice setting up the board. It gets the children more excited. We posted a picture of two siblings using the chess set and playing chess. So yeah, if you still want a chess set, let us know. It's just, you might have to come pick it up because we're having it's hard for us to keep shipping things. And I do want to keep the staff safe because every time we ship, I have to send somebody out. So I'm trying to avoid that also. Huiling?
Okay. 然后呢，现在呢，我们学校里面呢，已经收到了那一些西洋棋。就是呢，你们呢，如果想要一个西洋棋，真的西洋棋呢，给你们的小朋友的话呢，你只要联系你小朋友的老师，老师就会通知我们。然后呢，每一个就是小朋友，就是玩西洋棋的时候呢，在线上玩跟在有拿着那些棋盘在棋盘上玩呢，是两种不同的感觉来的。然后呢，所以呢，校长说呢，虽然他们在线上有玩西洋棋，可是他觉得呢，他们自己小朋友呢拿那个棋盘呢去试着怎么样把这些棋盘呢全部把那些棋呢安排好呢，对于他们来讲也是一种学习。还有呢，就是我们会发放一张相片呢，是有关于就是一个兄弟姐妹他们在玩那个西洋棋。OK， 所以呢，如果你们想要一个西洋棋的那个棋盘的话呢，你必须要来学校跟老师讲，你要来学校拿，因为校长说呢，我们现在呢应该不会寄给你们了。为什么呢？是因为我们也要保障我们自己学校里面的工作人员安全，因为我们也不想把他们就是叫他们去邮局那里寄东西，所以呢，很大的可能是我们会要求你进来学校拿这些西洋棋盘的。
Okay, please, if you have questions, just drop it into the chat like we usually do, and I'll answer all of them. The next program that I'm going to talk about is violin. They're fourth and fifth graders. You have violin. Please, I just want to let you know, if your child really doesn't want to do violin, you know, it is fine. Just let us know. We will talk to the child. It's not for everybody, but it is something that we have access to. We had donations, so, and it was something that the children can hold. If they're not happy with the violin sessions, because they don't want to learn violin, you know, we're not going to object to that. We would ask you to talk to your child because it is a great opportunity to learn instrumental for free. But I still need the thingy, that one. Okay. But, you know, if they don't want violin, we can give them like an assignment or they can watch. And then we'll just ask that you return the violin. So please, like, if your child's really upset and they don't want to stand for the violin lesson, which was the biggest complaint, my lazy children at 42 said they're tired from standing. They could sure use the exercise. Just let us know. Like, we don't want to force it down someone's throat. The worst is to have them dislike learning an instrument. Huiling, your turn.
Okay, 然后校长说呢，三四五年级呢，他们都有小提琴的课程。然后如果你的小朋友呢，是不想参加小提琴的课程呢，对不对？因为他们不开心呢，或者是不想学习这个小提琴，就是学怎么样拉小提琴呢，你们可以呢先跟你们的小朋友讲一讲，然后呢跟我们讲，然后呢因为呢我们觉得这个是一个很好的机会，让他可以免费的去学一个就是音的乐器啊。然后呢就是说如果他们真的不开心的话呢，而且很多小朋友都说他们其实呢上小提琴课呢，他们最不喜欢的呢就是站在那边。然后呢这些小朋友其实不知道站对他们来讲是很好的，是一种运动。然后呢如果他们经过你们跟他讲，我们跟他讲，他们还是不想学的话，没有关系。然后呢在上小提琴课程的时候呢，他们可以坐在旁边，但是你们必须要把小提琴这一个这个小提琴必须要还回来学校。OK， 然后呢让我们知道，我们这样子我们也可以安排。
OK， We have Chen dance for the lower grades. I love Chen dance, and I hope that the children are enjoying it. Like, once again, I have to say, Ms. Lipsky and I are a bit overwhelmed. We should be dropping into classrooms, but just handling, operating the school has taken up all our time. It's like literally 24/7. So please encourage your children to really join Chen dance. It's really good, the movement. And you know, it's another way to express themselves. You know, if they're really averse to it, you know, we understand, but let us know so that we can talk to the child. Maybe you can talk to your child. But you know, I want them to really enjoy it. Hui Ling.
Okay. 然后呢，还有一个我们学校的活动就是晨舞蹈。然后呢，晨舞蹈呢，他们也是上线学习怎么样去用你的身体呢去表达你自己的感受。然后呢，校长说呢，其实他跟副校长呢都是两个都被学校运作的那些事情呢，已经弄得很累了，而且呢，他们是真的24小时呢都是在解决问题的，因为呢，现在学校呢，就是有很多事情发生，所以他们没有机会去参加这一些视频会议，没有进去看。但是呢，他们想告诉你，就是说，请你们建议叫你的小朋友去参加晨舞蹈，因为晨舞蹈呢是一个非常非常好的舞蹈的课程，让你们的小朋友呢可以学习怎么样运用他们的身体去表达的。还有呢，就是如果你们小朋友还是一样不想参加的话呢，对不对？你可以呢跟他好好的讲，然后呢也可以告诉我们，我们也会好好的跟他讲，然后呢问他为什么。之后呢，如果他还是不喜欢的话呢，我们就会另做打算。
Okay, my next thing is we want everybody's cameras on during these programs. You know, we do have some children that are still keeping their cameras off. These are costly programs.And realistically, it's hard to do violin, chess, or dance when your camera's off. So please, we're going to insist that the camera's on. If not, you'll get a phone call from us.
Okay, 校长说呢，一样东西非常的重要，是你们的那个视频呢，必须要把它打开。Okay, 然后呢，因为呢，这一些呢，这些活动呢是学校必须要付费的，而且这些费用非常非常的贵，所以呢，我们现在是一定指定要小朋友呢去参加这一些，就是特别的那个活动课程，必须要把他们的视频打开。OK， 因为呢，其实如果你不把视频打开呢，我们也不知道你在晨舞蹈里面你们到底有没有学到什么东西，或者是小提琴学到什么。你一定要把视频打开的。还有呢，就是如果你的小朋友呢不把视频打开的话呢，你们会收到我们学校专门打电话给你，通知你要把视频打开。
Okay, this is also for classroom instruction. We're finding that some of the students are getting a little lax. When the teacher's doing a live Zoom, they have the camera off. And we know they're playing video games because when we ask them to respond, there's silence. So moving forward, because this is on the report card for participation, if it's a Zoom lesson, all cameras have to be on. Everybody, all the adults on this Zoom call, if it's not on, we're going to give you a call. I mean, we know there are sometimes like specific cases where it can't be on and we understand, but you know, we're at the point where we're past the first semester and the children know the camera should be on. Please understand that we're not torturing them by making them look at us, which it seems like. It's more that if the teachers see their face, the teacher can really know whether they understand the concept or not. Being able to see the facial expression is so important to teaching and learning. Huiling?
Okay. 然后呢，校长说呢，他也要指定，也要规定呢，说每个小朋友呢，上自己课程的的那个视频会议的时候呢，也一定要把他们的视频打开。OK， 因为呢，我们知道呢，现在我们已经上了，他们做了远程学习，做了一会了。然后呢，有时候呢，我们会知道呢，他虽然是参加了，可是他没有把视频打开，然后呢，他也没有在听，他是在玩电动游戏机。为什么呢？是每当我们叫他的时候呢，他没有回答老师的问题，那我们就知道他完全没有在听老师的上课。所以呢，从现在开始呢，每当上课的时间或者是参加任何的特别的活动的时候呢，视频一定要打开。OK， 还有呢，就是我们也这些，因为呢，在那个成绩单里面呢，也有分数呢，要给说学生呢，在那个教室里面呢，有没有参与任何的讨论。然后呢，如果他们没有打开视频的话呢，就相对于呢，他们没有参加那个讨论呢。还有呢，就是老师呢，对不对？要会通过视频呢，看一看你的小朋友的表情，然后从表情呢，老师就会知道他到底知不知道老师呢到底在教什么。然后如果他们有困难的时候呢，老师呢就会从就是说看他们的反应啊，看他们的那个表情呢，去帮他做小组，然后再给他进一步的学习。但是呢，老师不可以这个样子做，如果视频没有打开的话。所以校长说视频一定要打开。
OK, I'm going to go over once again some of the programs that we purchased this year, just because we are blended and remote. For kindergarten, we purchased Hegarty, phonetic program, so the students can really, learn the how to sound out the letter properly. I know many of my kindergarten students can read and write already, but this is actually a skill that will help them in the upper grades. When they encounter words they don't know. So that is for kindergarten only. Huiling?
Okay. 然后校长说呢，他现在要跟你们讲一讲说，除了那一些特别的课程跟活动以外呢，我们还有购买一些什么样的学习材料给你的小朋友。然后呢，其中的一样呢是专门给幼稚园小朋友的，就是这一个购买的那个课程叫做 Hegarty。 然后这个 Hegarty 呢，它其实是一个丰富的课程，它是教语音意识的，而且呢他们也教那个音素意识的。然后呢，他校长也知道说，虽然呢幼稚园的小朋友呢，有一些小朋友他会读会写，可是呢如果你上去高年级的时候呢，如果你们看到一个你们完全不会的字的话呢，那一些办法呢就可以帮他们去拼读这一些他不会的字。
Okay, you know that we have MyOn, that's a daily subscription where the news is really child friendly. The teachers have been doing it and we're going to encourage children to really get on their own. It's a great online resource. We have Imagine Learning and iReady. All those are really focused on the academics. We're trying to find ways to engage the children when we're not on with them live. You know, we know it's hard and you have a long day, but hopefully these programs, you know, it's not that I love that everything is digital, but these are programs that really, I think, stood out when we review programs as a district that can really support our children. Most recently, we purchased CAMI, K-A-M-I, for the entire school. So each student and each teacher now can use this app. And it's a great app. We expect the children to do work, and it's really hard, like, for a lot of families, the children do it on paper and they take a picture, upload it to School Connects. Cami allows them to write on the PDF using their iPad or laptop. You know, so the teachers are going to introduce it soon if they haven't. And the teachers will get professional development. And, you know, all this is to make your child's life easy. You know, they don't have trouble submitting work. They won't be as frustrated. So we're rolling that out next. That's our most recent purchase, Cami. And that's for every single student. Olga Mislivsky, down to pre-K, right?
Yes, whole school.
Yeah. Whole school, which is great because it's an amazing program. You'll see it as your child starts using it more.
Can I interject?
Oh yeah, sorry, I forgot about you. Okay.
Okay. 然后呢，校长说呢，除了那个以外呢，我们还有购买其他的，好像其中的一个就是 My On 新闻。然后这个新闻里面呢，都是讲在这个全世界里面发生什么样的大新闻，然后他们里面的新闻报道呢，都是非常非常的适合你的小朋友读的。OK， 然后呢，老师每天都在教室做，然后呢，我们希望小朋友呢也可以自己独立的上这个网站呢去学习去阅读。 OK， 去看这些新闻的，还有的就是我们也有购买一个线上的课程，叫做 Imagine 跟叫做 iReady。然后校长说呢，我们购买这一些呢，其实是我们想让小朋友呢可以运用他们不在线上跟老师上课的时间呢，让他们有一些东西可以做。然后呢，我们不是说非常喜欢，就是说所有的东西都是在线上，可是线上现在是呢。 非常非常的方边，然后呢，就是我们在学习开始的时候呢，我们去调查了，然后去看了很多的不同的那个线上课程，就是这两个课程呢，我们觉得还不错的，所以我们叫我们学生呢去上那个线上课程的。我们最近呢购买了一个另外一个就是。 就是一个线上的那个不是课程，可是它你可以用叫做 Cami， 那这个 Cami 呢，其实是可以让你呢直接在老师发给你小朋友在谷歌教室里面发给你的作业的时候呢，你可以直接呢在那个 iPad 上呢去写在上面，用 Cami 可以写在上面的。然后呢，如果老师还没有开始介绍给学生的时候呢，他们即将会介绍的。然后我们这个 Cami 的。 这个 program 呢，我们是买给所有的学生，就是从学前班一直到五年级呢，都会可以有这一个 Cami， 然后让他们可以呢直接写在那个谷歌教室里面的功课上面的。因为当初呢，我们觉得呢，你们写在纸上照一张相片，然后放上网给老师，然后呢小朋友都会觉得。 说好麻烦啊，或者是有时候也提交不了，老师又收不到，所以我们才特地去购买这个 Cami 呢，让所有的小朋友都可以直接写在那个 iPad 上面，写在老师发给你的谷歌的那个功课上面的。
Okay, we are also in the process of getting the kids comfortable with logging on to different technologies. Some of the teachers already started using the Chromebooks. As you know, we had that $72,000 donation from better.com. So we purchased Chromebooks. We have iPads in the building and we're waiting for the MacBooks to come in. The teachers have moved on. The children are pretty fluent in using the iPad. We're moving on to the Chromebooks. So it doesn't matter when you have if you have a PC at home or a Macintosh project. Our hope is that from pre-K and up, they'll be comfortable logging on. And you know, this is so that they can be independent. Hui Ling?
Okay. 然后呢，另外一样东西呢，校长想跟你们讲，就是呢，我们现在呢在训练学生呢，怎么样用不同的就是电脑仪器呢，来帮他们在线上学习，就是独立的线上学习。然后呢，小朋友呢，就是现在已经就是可以这个样子做了。然后呢，他们呢，就是iPad 呢用得很非常的流利了，所以我们现在要把iPad呢，对不对，就要换成那个手提的那个电脑了。 叫做 Chromebook， 然后呢，我们这一些就是电脑仪器呢，其实都是因为我们上次呢有一个很善心人去捐款，捐75,000给我们，让我们可以呢购买这一些电脑仪器呢，是教学生怎么样去运用这一些电脑仪器的。 OK， 所以呢，我们现在呢就是想训练他们独立的，可以自己登上去，自己上去上线上学习。
OK， we have COVID testing every week. No fail. A group, B group, it depends on when they send it to us. The expectation is when they come, we file a list, and a few childs on that list, they'll get tested. So far, it has been very smooth. Our kids are so independent that they go up the staircase themselves. They know they go to the auditorium. They socially distance in the auditorium and they line up to get tested. But I will have to say we have had the most wonderful testers in the building. They are so kind and gentle to the children and to the scared adults. Huiling.
Okay. 然后呢，我们现在想跟你讲呢，就是我们学校里面呢，是每一个星期，不管是 A 组或是 B 组呢，每一个星期呢，都会有人进来我们学校呢，做新型冠状病毒测验的。OK， 然后呢，我们必须要按照他们给我们的单。名单，然后我们会从名单上面呢，如果你的小朋友在那个名单上面的话呢，这些小朋友呢就会很自然的，已经他们现在呢已经知道怎么样做，然后呢他们呢知道他们的名字，如果他们的名字在那个名单上的话呢，有人打电话给他，然后这些小朋友呢他们会呢从那个就是从他们的教室呢爬上去四楼，然后呢他们也会有社交距离，他们不会站得很靠近，他们也知道应该要怎么样做，而且呢来我们学校测验的那些人，那些医疗团队呢，他们非常非常非常的好的，而且他们对就是说他们也知道小朋友可能会害怕，他们也不会就是说就是硬着来，他们会跟他们讲话，然后呢让他们知道其实没有关系的，然后他们就会进行检验的。
OK，
所以每个星期都会有。
Okay, so I'm going to talk again about the COVID reporting. You all get an email, we post on School Connects, the cases that are at PS42. Please, don't worry. They post everything. So in our situation right now, we have 3 positive cases. It does not mean that they were in contact with the children. If someone in PS42 tests positive and they were not at PS42, during the February break, December break. I'm jumping ahead. Hey, Kevin. Anyhow, so if someone tested positive during the December break, they have not been in the building, but they're affiliated with our school and they tested positive, we have to call it in and you'll get notification. So if you see 2 cases, and I'm talking about the one that's affecting us, that means the second case was non-exposure. They were not in the building, but they inform you anyway. Does that make sense?
OK， 然后校长刚刚说呢是因为呢现在教育局呢他们呢每次呢如果有任何的阳性的新型冠状病毒的结果呢，他们都会发一个就是新型冠状病毒的那个报告给你们的，然后呢他们会直接发去你的电邮里面的，然后呢校长说呢就是有关于在我们学校里面呢阳性结果。OK， 然后呢他们呢校长说你们不需要担心，然后呢他们呢不管是有没有就是你这个人有没有在我们学校出现过，他们都会把他列入那个名单内，因为呢他们是跟我们的学校有连接有关系的。然后呢好像是说他给你一个例子，就是12月的时候呢在那个我们不是放了那个冬假吗，对不对？然后在冬假的期间呢，如果有一个人呢他们检验出来是反阳性的话呢，他们呢就是必须要跟我们讲，然后呢我们必须要打电话去教育局的追踪部门里面，然后呢他们呢就会把他们列入那个报告里面的。所以呢有时候呢第二个那个就是说就是有第二个人他有是反阳性的结果的时候呢，虽然他没有来学校，可是他们也会把他列入在里面的。所以你收到那个报告的时候呢，你不需要这么担心的。
Okay, So just to give you the heads up, once we're done with this meeting, we're going to post the third notice that there is another positive case. But that individual has not been in the building for 2 weeks. So nobody in the building was exposed. But we have to post it anyway.
Okay. Yeah,
I hope that makes it clear. So don't panic when you see the next notice. This person has not been in the building. But because they're affiliated with PS42, we have to post it.
OK, 校长说呢，在这个会议结束了以后呢，你们会在那个我们学校的 APP 里面看到第三个通知，会说我们学校呢又有一个人呢是检验出来的结果是反阳性的。然后校长说呢，这一个人呢没有进来我们学校 ，OK， 所以没有任何的一个人呢是有跟他有接触的。但是因为他们是跟我们学校是有连接的，所以他的反阳性报告呢会出现在我们学校的总报告里面。所以呢你这样子就会知道呢就是说就算是你看到这些就是发的那些通知单的时候，你们也不需要担心。
Okay, so to be clear, you will notice there will be 3 positive cases in your email, 2 non-exposure, it happened when they were not in the building. So we're good. The one that they're investigating, that individual was in the building, but only on the first floor and did not come in contact with teachers or students.
OK, 然后呢校长想跟你们青涩的说一下 ,OK, 就是说我们学校呢目前为止是有三个反阳性的结果的 ,OK, 然后两个呢是完全没有进来学校，是没有任何的接触。一个呢他们现在正在调查，然后呢他呢调查，可是他的行动范围呢只是在一楼，而且他没有接触任何的学生跟任何的老师。
Okay, I'm going to go through the questions right now. I know
校长现在会解答那些问题，所以如果你有任何问题，你可以在留言方案提交你的问题。
So first and foremost, I want to thank you all for your support and being so patient with the translation. If my table is moving, it's because my children are chasing the dogs. Ugh, life. Huiling.
Okay.
Yeah.
校长说呢，他想感谢所有的家长呢，这么耐心的而且这么就是支持他，而且耐心的就是说参加这个会议，因为我们有那个翻译。
Okay. Did I thank everybody for their kind words? This is what you call chemo brain. But thank you all. Like, I got all your messages. I'm very grateful. Thank you for your support.
校长说呢，他已经收到所有的小所有的家长的祝福，跟他想谢谢你们这么支持他。
Okay. There is A group, B group. We have to stick to the schedule. We don't do makeup days. We follow the schedule. You know, I apologize, but don't worry. Tomorrow is not a day off for the children. Aiden, I see you. Everybody's going on remotely. The teachers are still teaching, you know? So yeah, sorry, children, you don't get a break, but everybody will be remote. So don't worry. And we don't do the makeup days because, you know, people have to work, and we purposely set it so that people have the schedule. So we don't want you to worry about childcare. But, you know, tomorrow, because we're closed, does not mean we're not teaching. The children all have to log on. The teachers are all prepared. Like, we have been, we prepare every day that they might close us, depending on de Blasio, the rate. So the teachers are prepared to keep on teaching.
OK, 校长说，这个家长问呢，说明天学校是没有开的，但是呢我们会不会补那一天上学？然后校长说呢，虽然学校没有开，但是网上的线上学习呢还是会继续的。所以小朋友不是说明天没有上学，他们只是没有来学校，但是他们必须要上线学习 OK， 他们还是要上老师的视频会议那里学习的。OK， 而且呢，我们不做，就是我们不补那一些上学的那些天，是因为呢，我们特定安排了这个时间表呢，是让家长可以方便的去安排他们做工的时间。如果我们补几天的话呢，对于家长来讲，对于其他的家长来讲也是就是说很麻烦了、啊，他们也要找人去看着他们的小朋友啊，变成很乱了。所以我们不补那一些没有开那个学校的没有把学校打开让学生进来上学的那些天，我们老师呢已经准备好了，就是随时呢都会转成远程学习的，所以呢你们不需要担心，线上学习还是会继续的。
Okay, so Daisy Chen, we're going to give you the thingy that you need, but more importantly, families, please, if you need supplies, if you need paper, crayons,if the keyboard's not working, please reach out to us. We will get it to you. If you want books to read and you want to come in and trade books or have the teachers get a pack of books ready for you, let us know. I have nothing else to spend money on this year, so I'm going to spend it all on the children, you know, which I'm supposed to do anyway, so don't think I don't do that usually. But really, like,if you need supplies, I would rather you come to school where I know we're pretty safe than for you to have to run to Target if you're closer to us than school. Like, there's nothing that is silly. If you need pencils, we have pencils. You need crayons, we have crayons. If you need paper, we have paper. You need notebooks, we have notebooks. If you still need a keyboard, which I think is the best thing in the world, let us know. We have a limited amount.And we'll try to order more. But if you want a keyboard, if we have it, we'll say yes. Headphones we have, you know, they're not the best headphones. So if your child like breaks it, it's no big deal. We'll give you another one. Headphones we have more of. So please, if you need anything, do not hesitate. If we have it, we will give it to you. If you need books, you want to change books on a bi-weekly basis, just let the teacher know.And we will pack books up in a Ziploc and give it to you. And then you can return the books. We'll put it under quarantine and we'll just do, we'll do a library. I just can't ship it to you. But if you want to come by, we'll give you, like, if you want 10 books to last you 2 weeks, let us know. We'll pack 10 books up. Okay. You want 15, we'll pack 15 up. Just let us know. And okay. Really, if you need supplies, like, do not hesitate, please.We have, Huiling.
Okay, 这个小朋友说呢，就是 Daisy， 他说呢，他有一样东西损坏了，那他几时可以呢去拿一个，就是换一个给他。然后呢，校长说呢，如果你有任何的仪器，好像是你的那个键盘啊，你的耳机啊，你的就是写在那个 iPad 上那些笔啊。你们如果有任何的损坏的话呢，你可以跟我们讲，然后如果我们有的话呢，我们会马上给你一个。然后呢，我们的那个耳机呢，我们知道这些不是最好的耳机，可如果坏掉的话没有关系，你跟我们讲呢，我们会尽量呢，在如果我们有的话，我们会给你一个。键盘不多了，所以呢，你们如果还需要键盘的话呢，你必须要跟老师联系，然后我们会给你键盘，然后我们也会订购多一点的键盘，可是到目前为止我们还就是他们没有了，已经订购不了了。如果你需要任何的材料，学习的材料，不管是铅笔啊、笔啊、蜡笔啊，如果你们没有或者是用坏了，你跟我们讲，我们会给你，我们再重新给你一份的。我们呢虽然不可以呢就是寄给你，但是你可以来我们学校这里，我们可以给你。如果你想帮你的小朋友换书，或者是你们想就是说拿多一点书的话，跟老师讲，然后呢我们会那个叫老师呢，老师会准备那一些书呢是给你让你的小朋友拿回家读的。所以呢不需要担心，你需要任何的东西，如果我们可以呢给你的话呢，我们都会给你。因为呢今年呢校长说他们不想你就是说去那些大的操场里面呢跟其他的人接触，所以如果我们有的话，我们一定会给你。
Okay, for my pre-K families, the registration for kindergarten has been extended till the 22nd. Huiling?
Okay.如果你是学前班的家长的话呢，那个学前班的表格呢，他们延长了， 现在是 22nd? I'm sorry.
Yeah, the 22nd.
The 22nd, 延长到22号。OK, 所以你现在呢还是可以去登记的。
For my kindergarten families, don't worry. If you're in kindergarten, you're mine. A lot of you got a little worried and thought you had to re-register.
OK, 如果你是就是如果你要去报名幼稚园的话，你是我们的话，你不需要担心的。OK, 你不需要重新去申请，因为你就是我们学校的学生的，所以不需要担心。
Aman, thank you. Aman said I look good. I'm very vain. I can't help but put makeup on.
OK, all right. 这个家长说，校长在视频上看起来非常的好。OK.
Okay,
let me,
Julie.
Let me look. I'm sorry. I know.
Yes. Thank you, Jennifer. can you read Judy's to me? It's in Chinese.
Okay, I know. I'm trying to read it. The font is so small. Let me.
You need to read.
Let me enlarge it. Sorry. Okay. So then she actually writes. She wants to thank you, and she wants to thank all the teachers along with the staff at our school for all of our hard work. So there is one question she wants to ask, right? Uh-huh.Is there any chance that she can still send the child back to school?
Oh, is the child on remote?
Judy, 你的小朋友现在是不是百分百远程学习啊？Yes.
Okay, we will contact her. Like, that's a special case, but we will contact her, okay?
Okay, Judy.
Not tomorrow, Friday probably.
Judy, 我们呢，内部呢会有人打电话给你去跟帮你解答这个问题的。
I'm so sorry. Can you find out the child's name in class, please?
Okay, Judy, 你可以把你的小朋友的名字跟他在哪个教室里面啊？You want her in the chat to write it in the chat, or send a private message to you,
or whichever.
Whichever, yeah.
Okay.Judy, 你可以把你小朋友的名字呢跟他在哪一个远程教室里面呢把他发一个私人的信息给Ms. Lipsky, 我们的副校长。
Okay, Cody's mommy, Lily, she has a comment.
Okay, she said she just wants to confirm that our school, we have 3 positive cases, right? But 2 of the positive cases, they are not in school.
Yeah.
Non-cut, yeah.
Yep.Yes.、Okay.
对 ,Cody 妈妈没有错。
Okay. Thank you to everyone else. Now, I'm going to jump down to Cody again. Something about fifth grade.
Okay, I'm sorry.
At 7:14.
Okay. So, Cody's mom is actually asking if we can have a fifth grade Zoom meeting.Just with fifth grade families. She says she knows that Ms. Rachel is seeing her individually, but she wants to talk to the fifth grade parents in regards to middle school, probably.
Absolutely. We will make that happen.
Can we host? Yeah.
Yes. I apologize for everybody that's not a fifth grader. It's been crazy this year for my fifth grade families because they have to figure out which middle school their child's going to remotely. And not every middle schoolYou know, has done outreach. Yeah, we will definitely do that. That's a good idea.
Okay, so Cody 的妈妈，我们会呢就会开一个私人的那个五年级的视频会议呢，让所有的家长呢是可以通过那个会议呢去谈一谈有关于中学的。然后今年的中学报名呢是非常的不一样的。是有很多的中学呢，他们都没有就是说让那些家长呢。就是知道有关于他们的学校，所以呢，我们一定会通知五年级的家长，我们会开这个视频的会议的。
Okay, so there's another one at 7:18.
7:18.
By Zhong Hao.
Yes. Hao Yang. Okay, so then this parent wants to know regards to DOE iPad.
Mm-hmm.
What happens if they can't charge it?
Well,
what should they do if they can't charge the iPad?
Call us on Friday, or we will call them and we will do tech support.
Okay, so Zhong Hao, the mama 或者是爸爸， 你可以打电话打学校的电话，然后呢，或者是我们也可以打电话给你呢，我们会去帮助你呢去解决这一个充电问题的。
Okay, so the next one is 5 days. Yeah, you'll be surprised, but we're trying to make 5 days happen on the grades that it can happen. We have to call you back on that one. We're not even sure if we can get it done yet. We've been doing outreach. The problem is my room can only hold so many students and they won't let us do it unless we do the entire grade. So let's say I have five kindergarten classes. I can do it for one class, but not the other four because there's too many children. I don't have the space for bigger room, then I'm not allowed to do any kindergarten. But on the fifth grade, if I can fit all four fifth grade classes in for 5 days, then it's a yes. So we're trying to figure that out and it's really difficult. So we will get back to you, okay? Thank you for telling me that I look great. I will tell you lipstick and eyeliner is perfect.
I'm sorry, okay. Can I interject?
Yeah.
That question is actually asking the opposite. They said yes to the 5 day switch. Could they please, Lego, can you please message me your name in class? We'll talk and figure it out, not a problem.
Yeah. It's really confusing. It's really tough. And we can't do it in a way that makes sense. So, but we are working on it. We're doing our best. Sandy has a comment that I can't read. 719, Ms. Chin.
Okay. Okay, so she wants to know if she can still, like if she can opt into learning chess now.
Everybody's learning chess.
Okay, Sandy, 每一个小朋友都参加, 除了你是, 除了学前班以外呢, 幼稚园到五年级, 每一个小朋友呢, 都有西洋棋色。 Oh, 你要取西洋棋盘, 对不对? Okay, so she wants to get the chess set. Sorry.
Okay, no problem. Ms. Lipsky, can you take the name down? Okay, good. We have a Google form that we have to track everything because I'm held accountable for the money I spend. Impact Chess said that they'll pay for it, but we're not sure yet, so we'll have to see. I think we're doing really good. So listen, the PTA is on board. Whatever I'm sharing with you, they're aware of already. They also have an email on the PS42 site, and it says pta@ps42m.org. If you want to give them feedback and ask questions and you don't want to come to me, which I totally understand, email them. They don't come in the building as much as they would like to because they want to also follow the protocols and keep us safe, but they do check email. Okay, Huiling.
Okay, 校长说呢, 我们呢, 你要那个西洋棋盘呢, 对不对? 我们必须要, 填一个表格, 因为呢, 我们是每一个给你的任何的东西呢, 我们都必须要呢, 因为我们上次呢, 去拿的那个捐款, 所以我们必须要负责跟那个那些人呢, 去报导说, 我们那些钱呢, 到底拿来做什么样的用途, okay? Okay, so Judy, I'm sorry, Judy, 你还没有跟, 我们说你的小,
Hey, Link, they just wrote to me. Thank you.
Okay.
I got it for Judy. Thank you.
Okay.
I'm not going to keep you on any longer. I think I got to the end of the chat. It's really great to see all of you. There's 131 of us on, teachers included. So this is really lovely. We do the town hall just to get your questions and give you whatever updates we have, which like isn't really much. But I just feel the need that, you know, we have to be available for you. We have another one tomorrow morning, 7:30 in the morning. Don't worry if you don't wake up that early. It's going to be a repeat of today. But I'll be on again if you think of any more questions, okay? And feel free to School Connects me. Like, I'm on School Connects 24/7. I usually don't interject unless I have to. Huiling.
OK， 校长说呢，今天这个会议呢已经结束了，然后我们有很多的家长跟老师呢参与这个会议。明天早上7:30呢，我们有一个相同的会议。如果呢你早上爬不起来的话，没有关系，因为明天早上的那个会议呢会跟今天这个晚上这个呢是一模一样的。所以除非你有更多其他的问题的话，你可以参加明天那个会议，或者是发一个短信呢给校长跟副校长，通过我们的 APP 发一个短信给他们，然后这样我们就会尽量的回答你们的问题。校长想谢谢大家今天参与这个会议。
Okay, I'm going to say goodbye to everybody. And one more thing, if you're out of state, don't worry, we ship out of state. It's just if you're 4 blocks away, we would really appreciate if you come pick up.
OK， 校长说呢，如果你们是在外州的话呢，我们还是会寄去给你的。但是呢，如果你们住4条街以外的呢，就麻烦你走来学校这里拿这些材料。谢谢你们。
OK， bye everyone，
拜拜，
你好，这样
，Hello，
你好。